Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. An annual celebration of the best that California has to offer is making its way back to Sacramento this weekend. The 170th anniversary of the California State Fair will be held at Cal Expo from July 12th through the 28th. This year's lineup includes the usual favorites, from exhibits and animal shows to concert performances. But there's also some new additions, including, yes, the option to consume some cannabis. To give us a preview, we're joined by Darla Givens. She's the media director for the California State Fair. Welcome, Darla.
Hi, Chris. Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you for being with us. The California State Fair is celebrating its 170th anniversary this year. That's amazing. This event, it's meant to celebrate the best of California's progress and advancement, from agriculture to food to technology and more. Mm-hmm. So how does this year's festival reflect the state's diversity?
The thing about the California State Fair, and every year we strive to make sure that we have everyone represented at the California State Fair. So when you walk through those main gates, you feel at home. You feel comfortable. And this is your home, say, if you're coming during the weekday, say from about 11 o'clock until 11 o'clock at night, if you want to hang around that long. But we have everything from something for the kids. And the one thing we really like to focus on is the hard work that our FFA and 4-H students participate in all year long, raising their animals and showing their animals, winning awards throughout the county fair that leads to the state fair. So for them to show their accomplishments, that's amazing. And the one thing about the state fair, it was created and it's mandated by the governor's office that we do have the state fair. And I should say state legation says that we're supposed to have the state fair. And the fair initially came about so that farmers could see the latest and greatest in farming equipment. But as we've grown as a community, as a society, we have everything now here at the California State Fair.
Well, and you mentioned the FFA families and the livestock. And I know those animal exhibits are real family favorites. Something else that may be a favorite, let's get right to the cannabis topic here, Darla. This year's fair is going to see a big change. It'll be the first year visitors will be able to buy and consume cannabis at the state fair. How did that change come about, and what's been the reaction so far?
So this was legislation that came down from our state legislators. They developed a bill. The governor signed the bill into law and deemed us as California, this Cal Expo and California State Fair, being that history-making location, says, okay, let's try it here at the California State Fair. Cannabis cannot be consumed all around the fairgrounds. There is one designated spot where it's going to be closely guarded, and you have to be 21 years of age. There's an area that you can purchase it. It's at the expo building where the cannabis exhibit is going to be located. So you purchase it there, and then a security guard will walk you to the consumption area. And the consumption area has been put on by Embark, and they have done this type of exhibit across other festivals. But this is the first time ever that a fair is going to have consumption. So we just want to make that clear that people cannot walk around the fairgrounds and smoke anywhere they want, consume anywhere they want. It is in an isolated, remote area that is 21 years older, and you will your ID will be checked. So we just want to put people, especially, you know, parents, because this is a family-friendly event. But, you know, a lot of adults come out and want to have, like, their date nights or what have you, but just want to put parents' minds at ease that, no, it's not going to be consumed all across the fairgrounds, but in one area that is isolated and remote from everyone else.
It's definitely important to know. Thank you for mentioning that, Darla. It's also interesting to know that people can thank their state lawmakers for that change. That I did not realize that. Aside from now allowing cannabis in that one area, what are some of the new additions or changes to the fair this year?
Well, we're always looking to bring in new exhibits and new activities for everyone. For the first time this year, we have a barbecue competition. And this is going to be set up right outside of our farm area in the back, our Save Mart farm. And we'll have three pit masters that are going to fire up their grills and see who will come up on top with their taste. So that's going to be something that is going to smell good throughout the fairground.
I imagine it will. Yeah, that'd be a fan favorite, I imagine. Let's see. So one event I understand is not making its return, the Demolition Derby. Can you explain that? Is that taking place or not? And if not, why not?
No, I mean, like I say, it's not taking place this year. Last year we had it for the first time in quite a while. We just try to rotate and bring in different exhibits this year. One of the exhibits that we'll have at our expo building, that's in building number 5, is the California High-Speed Rail exhibit. You'll get a first look at how this train is going to go from San Francisco to L.A., and its development, the history about it, and a mock-up. So that's one of the things that you will be able to see. So like I mentioned, we try to bring in something different and unique every year. So the Demolition Derby is not to say, oh, we didn't do it because we didn't like it. We're just, you know, bringing in other exciting and new exhibits and attractions.
Well, I imagine rail fans will be very interested in that one. I also want to talk about your concert lineup, Darla. The 2024 fair includes quite a few concerts. Who is going to be performing?
Okay, we have free concerts every night, all 17 nights of the California State Fair. Friday night, we open with All for One and Vanilla Ice. So that brings back some memories from our teenage years, maybe our college years. And then we also have Wilson Phillips for this first weekend, and Cole Swindell is for this first weekend of the California State Fair. Once again, with our music selection, we like to try to have something for everyone. So we have from country to classic rock, because we do have the Beach Boys coming.
Oh, wow.
They will be performing, I know, on Friday, July 26th. That concert for those reserved seats sold out very quickly. So you can still come to the concert and see them for free. Because if you've ever been to the Lagoon area where the concerts are held, there's a grassy area. There's standing room all around the concert venue. And right outside of the concert venue right now, we also have a bar area. It's called Sacktown, our Sacktown bar area, and it has a little stage there, so you'll actually be able to see the concert from that location as well. In addition to the Beach Boys, we also have Bush and some classic war. So if you're one of those lowriders, you can come out and enjoy all the sounds. And closing out our weekend, closing out the fair, I should say, the Sunday the 28th, is UB40 featuring Allie Campbell. So that's going to be some nostalgia that right back where we are. And, of course, let's not forget the queen of soul, funk, everything, R&B, rhythm and blues, Patti LaBelle.
Oh, wow.
So she's going to be phenomenal.
That sounds like a great lineup. I imagine people we'll be very excited about that. Darla, one topic, maybe not quite as exciting, but still an important. We've been talking all week on Insight, or the last couple of weeks, about the heat. How is the fair preparing to keep visitors cool during the run?
So we have four designated spots called our Bonnie Cooling Stations. They're located strategically across the fairgrounds. So they will have misters and fans and a seating area where you can come in from the heat and cool off a bit. We also have our 13 air-conditioned buildings. That means our expo buildings. There are 8 of those. And if you take your time, say, in our animation academy, that's one of the exhibits that we have in the expo building, it will probably take you a good 30 to 45 minutes just to walk through that building and see all the hands-on experiences that you have in Animation Academy. So if you spend the hotter part of the day inside the building, come in the morning, spend your time outdoors, looking at some of the exhibits and attractions outdoors. And then in the heat of the day, we recommend you come inside those buildings. Our California buildings, you have our Save Mart California Kitchen. They're doing cooking demonstrations all day long in that building. So that's another area where you can go and cool down. And we have our commercial building where you can buy a massage chair like I did a couple years ago.
Right.
Or, you know, something small like salsa or shoe charms. So there are places where you can go to stay cool. And we just want people to know, it's like, if you're with someone, make sure you guys stay hydrated. And before you even get to the fair, think about what the weather is going to be like that day. Wear a hat, sunglasses, cool light clothing, and be sure to drink plenty of water. You can bring in a plastic refillable water bottle, but none of the, say, the hard style water bottles.
Very good advice. Definitely water, no matter where you're going these next few days and weeks. You know, this is a very big event, the fair. Plenty of people will be there. Can you tell us a little bit about how the fair is going to make sure that crowds, people stay safe?
Yes. So we have enhanced security. When you even come to the fairgrounds, be sure to bring a clear bag. 12 by 12 bag, that's what you can bring into the fairgrounds. Now, of course, if you have personal need items, we take that into consideration as well. But to enter the fairgrounds quickly and efficiently, bring a clear bag or a small clutch-like purse. Also, we have metal detectors at all of our entrances. So that is important to keep in mind as well. And we have our code of conduct. So we encourage everyone to, like, go on the website, see what you're not going to tolerate. Just imagine the fair as your home. You wouldn't want someone coming into your home making a mess of it or not abiding by the rules. So we do have a code of conduct that we strictly abide by. And in addition, minor or children under 18, they must be accompanied by an adult, one adult for five children. So it's just to make sure that at the end of the night, our police officers aren't waiting until 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning for the parents to arrive to pick up these children. So we try to make sure that the fair is a comfortable place for everyone, and we want people to come out and have a good time. So we make sure that we have our security measures in place.
Darla, in our last few seconds here, I can't let you leave without telling us your favorite exhibit. What are you most looking forward to?
I always get asked that question, and I'm just like, ooh, I don't know, because I like it all. So today we did a quick ride on the monorail, and we saw the brand new ride. There are only 9 of these rides in the entire world, 2 in the U.S., and we have the only one here on the West Coast with Butler Amusement. It's called the King XXL. I'm looking forward to seeing the people's screams, I guess, on that ride. And, of course, trying all the delicious food. We have about 12 different food vendors this year, so I try to limit myself as I eat my way through the fair.
Well, it sounds like there's an amazing array of options and something for everybody. Darla, thank you again for giving us this preview. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Thank you so much, Chris.
Darla Givens is the media director for the California State Fair, which is returning to Cal Expo this week on July 12th and running until July 28th. That's it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Leshinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Chris Nichols, in for Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.